Pastor Paul mentioned to me right before service that he would not be here for the sermon today. So instead, we have a special guest today. Good morning.
Could you put that up for me? I'm an old man, can't bend over so well. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Shalom, my friends.
Shalom.
Shalom. God be with you. God
be with you.
What is these words you say? They're not in my Torah. They're not in my Torah. I was interviewed by Luke. Luke is a follower of Jesus, Yahshua. May he be praised. May he be praised. He's also a doctor and a historian. Historian. He asked me to share with him what it was that I experienced in life. My heritage, I am a son of Aaron. You know this Aaron? Aaron, the brother of Moses. Moses, the deliverer of Israel. Amen, amen. Israel, we are a part of the great priesthood in Israel. I come from the lineage of Aaron. My beloved Elizabeth, my wife, she too is a daughter of Aaron. And I serve in the division of Abijah. You know this is the 8th division of the 24 divisions that King David, blessed be his name, created so that we could serve God at temple. We lived in En Karem. En Karem, just south of Judea, or Jerusalem in the hill country. Not only a half day away. We followed my beloved Elizabeth, blessed be her name. We followed the law to the letter. We were what people would consider righteous people. We loved God. We followed his commands. And yet in our life, we had a stain. You know this word, stain. We were a disgrace to some because my beloved Elizabeth, we had no children. No children. And we were getting old up there. You know what I mean? Some said, you are not favored by the Lord because your quiver is not full. Some said that maybe you have a secret sin. But we followed the Lord's commands. We worshiped God at temple. We knew not why, only that it was. And that God would see us through this time in our lives. I always thought we shouldn't judge others by what is happening, but pray for them, pray for them, pray for them. Lift them up to the Lord, where God can help us and strengthen us. But we were without child. As it happened, we went to go serve the Lord. Actually, I went to go up to Jerusalem when our division was called up to worship at temple. My job as a priest was to help with sacrifices, to help with all the ordering of the temple. During 2 weeks, 2 weeks, you know this? 2 weeks of the year, 24 divisions. We served God, praise be to God. The year was 746. Of course, that was a Roman year. Actually, for us Jewish, it was 3546. That was the Jewish year, the time when Adam came out of the garden. We went to go serve, to burn incense, to serve God with sacrifices and to love the Lord and worship him and lead people in prayers. Yes, you know this word, prayer. We would lead them in prayer. 1,000 of us would go up the temple each week, us priests. Now, as it turned out, As it turned out, lots were drawn to see who would go burn the incense at the altar of the Lord in the holy place. The lot came to me, praise be to God, for the first time in my old age. And so I went into temple. I went into temple to burn incense before the Lord as the people outside were lifting up prayers to the Lord. I remember King David, praise be his name, in a psalm said that the altar incense was a sweet aroma to God. It was our prayers being lifted up to God. We did this twice a day in morning and at sunset we would go burn incense so the prayers of the people would be lifted up to God. I went in and I did my duty and I put the incense on the altar. And then at the right hand of the altar stood a man. I was taken back. No one was supposed to be there but me. Who could this be? And this man, he encountered me, but I remember the words he said to me.
Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteousness to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Oh, those were the words I heard. And instead of rejoicing in the words, I said, how can I do this? I am old. My beloved Elizabeth, she too is beyond age, you know what I mean, beyond age of childbearing. And yet this person is telling me that we would have a child. How can I? I'm old, my wife. She is along in years. I said that out loud to the person standing to the right of the altar.
The angel said to him, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which come true at their appointed time.
When Luke asked me about this time with Gabriel, he said, what happened next to you, Zechariah? I said, I could not speak anymore. I could not utter a single syllable from my mouth. What the angel Gabriel said came true. I was doubting God. You know this doubt? What it's like to doubt God, and God disciplined me. He, whom I should have trusted with everything. Gabriel. You know this angel Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel. He is a man. No, an angel who stands in the presence of God. His name is God is my strength. And I doubted God. I did. And God said, you shall not speak anymore. I came out of temple and they were wondering what took you so long, and I could not say a word. I could not say a syllable. But they knew I had seen something. I just could not tell them what to do. Well, my 7 days were up. Praise be to God, serving a temple. And I went home to my home in Enkarem. Elizabeth greeted me. She knew that something was wrong. I was not talking. I couldn't say a word. But over time, I showed her that maybe she and I would be a new Abraham and Sarah. You know this Abraham and Sarah. They too were called by God to create a new nation, to create a new people, to be the people of God. Yet they too had no children. How can you have a nation without children, I say? But God promised a child. In 25 years they waited for a child. Yet that child came in God's time, not their time, but God's time. And I said to my Elizabeth, with my emotions, we too were going to be Abraham and Sarah. I just thought it wouldn't be 25 more years of waiting. Within a month, Elizabeth was pregnant. She was expecting a child. Praise be to the Almighty God. Our disgrace, our stain was gone. We rejoiced. God was doing something in us. Do you know what that's like to be forgiven by God? Do you know what it's like to know the forgiveness of God, who forgives us all our sins and takes us and draws us close to Himself? That is forgiveness. Of course, I had more time to think. I could not talk. And I began to dwell on the words of the Gabriel, that John, this little boy that was inside growing in my beloved's womb, praise be to God, would be great in the sight of God. He said he would be a joy and a delight to us. How could a child not be a joy? How could they not be a delight? But that he would bring people back to God. You know this bringing back to God? You know the people of Israel could be so fickle. Sometimes they worship God with their hands raised high. Praise be to God. Other times they do things that are displeasing to our Lord. It breaks my heart. But God be praised, we can be forgiven. We can. And I began to look in the Torah, because my mind is a little old, and I couldn't remember, was there some words there that would help me know where we fit in. In Isaiah chapter 40, it says that someone will come and prepare the way of the Lord, make straight a highway for the Lord. We have been waiting for hundreds of years. You know this number, hundreds of years, for the Lord to come. In Malachi, he said a messenger would come to prepare the way for the Lord. You know Isaiah, you know Malachi. They were there when we had nothing. We were in captivity. We were no longer a nation. And yet God was promising to do something new with us. You know this word new. When we feel so stale, God wants to always do something new in us if we would only trust God and not doubt as I doubted. God will move in us. so that we would grow in grace and knowledge of God. Praise be to God. Well, it was about 6 months later, my beloved Elizabeth, she began to show, you know this word, to show. She was bearing my son, a son we would name John. And John, this little child, would prepare the way for the Lord. Praise be to God. Well, Mary, you know this word? Mary, you know this person? A young girl. We knew her since infancy. She comes from my beloved wife's heritage. She came to visit us. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit comes upon my beloved wife, Elizabeth, praise be to God. And I remember those words as though it was yesterday, what she said.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in the womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her.
Oh, those words, they ring in my ears. Even though I could not say anything, I praised God. Here was the Lord's Messiah in our presence, my beloved wife Elizabeth, announcing that the Lord was here, and we were delighted to know that God was going to bless Israel again. Israel would become the nation that God had always purposed it to become. We wanted to be a blessing. We wanted to be blessed. But God says, if you be blessed, you should be a blessing to others. You know this word, blessing. To make joy before God. To make joy in the presence of others. And God was blessing us. Blessing us even in our own age. Mary stayed with us for 3 months. We fellowshiped together. You know this word, fellowship. We had good time talking about the blessings of God and what God would do through our children to bring people back to Him. People who had strayed far away like sheep in the pasture. Sheep who got lost grazing. God was going to bring them back through our John and through this Messiah. You know this Messiah? He says he is the way. Well, Luke asked me what happened at the time of John's birth. Well, John, he came out like he's supposed to come out. But I could not speak, and they said, what shall we name him? What shall we name this little boy? Generally, they name him after the father or the grandfather. But Elizabeth said, no, his name is to be John. Well, people, I watched them, they were saying, who is this John? You have no John in your heritage. Who could he be? And they gave me a writing tablet. And I said, his name is to be John. And all of a sudden, my mouth was unstuck. I praised God. I said, his name is to be John. As the Lord said it should be. John. The Holy Spirit, you know this Holy Spirit, he only comes to one or two at a time, came upon me, Zechariah. And I remember those words that I began to say,
Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. As he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham to rescue us from the hands of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet into the path of peace.
The Holy Spirit spoke. He shared with others the joy that we were experiencing, that the Messiah was going to be coming. And his time was near. Praise be to God. I would see the Messiah, these tired old eyes. God said to me, Zechariah, your prayers have been answered. Keep praying, my children. Keep talking to God. Always, always seek God. Never falter to the right or to the left. Seek to be a blessing. Seek to receive God's blessing and then be a blessing to others. Don't keep your blessings to yourself. For this is not the way of the Lord. Be a blessing and know that God will use you. You may be old as I. You may be young, but God will use you. Do you trust him to use you? Do you trust God to use you? You know this word, to be used by God? Then let God be praised. Praise be to the name of the Almighty, and may God use you. Let us offer up some sweet incense to the Lord right now. Almighty God, Father of all who live, you created us for your pleasure. And Lord, we seek to be a blessing to you. We seek to be a blessing to you, Almighty God. And we ask that you would lead us, that your Messiah would show us the way to go, that we might too one day be with you in the heavens. But until that day, Almighty God, we ask that you would use us, that you would help us to never doubt, that you would help us to be your people, not straying, but always with our eyes upon you, Heavenly Father. We ask this in the great name of the Messiah. In his name we ask this. And we all say, Amen, amen. Praise be to the Lord God. Praise be to God.